the human being, the biggest wealth of the human being, doesn't matter how poor he is, doesn't matter how many difficulties and problems he has, doesn't matter how much distressed he is, these are all circumstances of the human being in life, the ups and downs of life. Today if you're sick, tomorrow you'll be healthy. If today you are wealthy, tomorrow you could be poor, in poverty. Today if you are healthy and fit, tomorrow you could be weak. So there's no guarantee of anything for any person. A person is not always in a constant situation or condition. But if he has one thing, the human being, then he can bear everything that comes his way. Allah Ta'ala has given such nature to insan that he has to pass the time. He has to bear everything. And a person who's poor, how will he bear the difficulties? How will a person who's distressed, how can he bear the things? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the person who has issues, has prepared a very nice solution. A beautiful solution. Doesn't matter how distressed or upset a person is, doesn't matter how poor he is, doesn't matter how many difficulties he's got, doesn't matter how many issues or problems he's fallen into, that in any phase of life he has arrived to. But one thing, Allah Ta'ala has given a great solution, that thing if he's got, then everything becomes easy for him, for that person. And if we understand this point, then there's no difficulty that remains in life. In the old age, a person is like a young person. During the sickness, he becomes fit and vibrant. And a person who's poor or facing poverty becomes wealthy and rich. Allah Ta'ala has given such a solution. Via that solution, you can get a benefit and improvement. But we don't pay attention to that. What is that thing? That if that's within us, inside us, and what is that? That is the peace of heart, content heart, which we call sukoon or sakina, contentment. The peace, the heart that's at peace, it won't be in your nose, it won't be anywhere else in the body, it's in the heart you find this state. So Allah Ta'ala has prepared such a solution that the human being, if he's got peace and contentment, then the biggest of difficulties with ease passes through. Doesn't matter how big there's an issue, he doesn't realize. Doesn't matter how much there's sickness or issues with his health, he doesn't realize. Doesn't matter how much poverty there is, but he considers himself to be the wealthiest out of everybody. Always you will see the person, for example, people have depression. There's a condition today nowadays in this generation. After depression, there are different stages, human pieces, but then mental breakdown, and people go towards suicide. So all of this, these conditions, they have a root cause, because they don't have sakoon, sakina, peace in the heart. And to get the solution for this, what do people in the dunya do? That person doesn't know what's actually wrong with him. Himself, he doesn't know. And he doesn't understand what's the solution for his distress. He says, oh, I don't have money. Maybe it's due to money that I'm upset. Lack of money. Then he runs after money. Then he thinks, no, this is not the reason. Then he goes towards other things. So all different methods. He listens to music, listens to singing, does evil or sins. He goes to all the fields. But still within him, there is that urgency, desperateness. We think that the person who's wealthiest in the world and he's enjoying himself, sometimes we see, oh, mashallah, he's got big houses and he's got assets and he's got decoration in his house. He's got big cars in the driveway coming in and out. There's servants and there's mashallah, everything's running smoothly. Wallahi, if you look at their lives, then without sukoon, without peace, everything is a waste. If you look in the history of mankind and the dunya, the people who have passed through the history of mankind, engineers, and many people who are wealthy, if you look at 30 select individuals, and 16 of them committed suicide. Out of those, they were so wealthy, one, his amarat, his buildings and assets and construction was like this, that he was so wealthy that if he was to distribute his wealth across the world, then nobody in the world would have remained poor. That's how rich he was and wealthy. Allah Ta'ala gives sometimes to a person that much wealth, but what happened at the end? He committed suicide, that individual did. Why? Because he didn't have that peace of heart, contentment, satisfaction. Wealth doesn't give satisfaction. You can have big, nice mattresses and beds, but you can't sleep throughout the night. It's difficult if you don't have the peace of heart, the contentment, the satisfaction. He says, I don't know what's going on, I'm confused. And there are people who have got peace of heart, they've been imprisoned, shackled, and one of the policemen, they hear him snoring. He says, who? He's in such a difficult position, and he's snoring. And they look, they take a glance, is this that person? Yeah. How comes he's got so much ease and comfort? How much he must sleep at home then if he's sleeping here with such ease? The reason is, this is the sukoon in the qalb. Sakina in the qalb. So where do we get that from? Doesn't come from money, doesn't come from wealth, doesn't come from music, doesn't come through women folk, doesn't come through youth, young age, it doesn't come from anything. It doesn't come. Contentment. If somebody says, I want contentment, I want to be content, go look at a shop. You can't buy from a shop. You can get money, can buy many things, but you can't buy contentment, satisfaction, peace in the heart. Allah Ta'ala says, where is this peace of the heart found? Allah announces totally, completely, comprehensively for this. If you realize this knowledge today, that for everything, to live your life, to, for example, to go through all the phases of whatever's in your destiny, it's going to arrive in your life. Yes, there's a dua of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, that Allah give me such yaqeen, certainty, make my yaqeen so strong that whatever's written in my destiny, that it arrives to me for sure. What a great dua. We should recite these duas after salah. We do dua. So if you don't remember it in Arabic, then Mullah Imakram, they explained the dua to you, then just imprint it on your heart, that Allah Ta'ala, what a great dua, that Allah Ta'ala, please give to me what is written in my kismat, in my destiny. Allah, it will definitely come to me. Just give me yaqeen that it will come to me. Give me yaqeen that will come to me. That Allah, let me have that yaqeen and faith and belief that whatever is written for me, I will get it for sure. That I've got a career, for example, I'm a taxi driver. Now I have so much yaqeen that via this taxi driving, whatever's in my destiny, until the evening it will come to me. It will arrive to me. Definitely I'll get that, what's written for me. So then will I be upset then? I'll be happy that my fortune today was £10 turn over, or £15 taking, sometimes 30 comes. Because that was written in my destiny. And you'll see thousands of examples like this. People, for example, in the morning, I left home. I didn't know that a problem would come across me, or this would happen. I left home with ease, prepared. I'll tell you my own story. And I left, I was prepared. And then I'm turning the car, and then an accident occurs with the car. And it breaks the component of the car. So you don't plan these things, they just happen. So if you don't have peace of heart, oh, I'm finished, my taxi's been hit, an accident, and there's problems with my car. But say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and leave the rest to Allah. That's it, fine. Assign your affairs to Allah. So the thing that's going to happen is going to occur, but there should be one thing there. Have such strong yaqeen that whatever is going to happen in my life definitely will come. There's no power of the world that can remove that. Yes, so it becomes easy then life, doesn't it, after that? So this is the situation. So whatever is going to come in your life or occur, then why be upset about it? Why are we feeling depressed and down? Because we don't have the peace of heart. We don't have contentment. Sukoon heart. Get up nicely, pray salah. Whatever's in your destiny, whether there's food, clean and pure. If you get ill, sneezing, flu, etc. Nothing to worry about. Because it's written in your muqaddar. In your fortune, in your destiny. What do we do then? Then when we go through those phases, the ups and downs, we need to keep ourselves calm. And not be upset, oh, I'm finished now, I'm gone, I'm going to die. Doctor said, I'm sick, this is going to be, I've got high sugar, I've got diabetes, this and that. No. Just with ease and comfort, sit down. This has occurred, it's happened. Alhamdulillah. That's it. Whoever made me sick, he will give me shifa as well. He will give me the cure. This was in my fortune. In my destiny, it's happened. So what a great learning. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what? That if somebody has a son and he dies, at that time as well, if he has yaqeen in Allah, belief in Allah, then he won't be upset, that person. That definitely he will have tears that will come out naturally, but he knows that this came from Allah. He came from Allah, my child, my son, and he took him back. It was Allah's property. So when he's got such a strong connection with Allah and yaqeen, alhamdulillah, his fikr, it ends. His worries end. Sicknesses go. They're eliminated. So the biggest thing is what? The greatest thing is what? Sukoon, peace in the heart. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah. And Allah Ta'ala says that even water, you have to buy it. If you go to the shop, oh, it's £1 mineral water. But yes, even Allah's made oceans and rivers. But even water you have to buy for £1. But subhanallah, that the whole world can thrive and success can come and cures can come. Allah says, I'll give it to you free of charge. Peace in the heart. Is there anyone who wants to take it? This is the question. Oh, is there anyone who wants sakina? Peace of heart, contentment, is there anyone? No, nobody wants it. We don't know how to get it. Yes, Allah does. Alladheena tatma'innu qulubuhum bi dhikrillah. Subhanallah. Allah has given the verse in the Quran. Alladheena tatma'innu qulubuhum bi dhikrillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Clear verse of the Quran. Clear verse of the Quran. Allah says, if you want to attain sukoon, peace will come in the heart. If you want peace and contentment, it will come in the heart. And how will it come? Allah says, only one method can deliver this to you. Allah says, I've only kept peace and contentment only in one action, via one action. Nothing else will give that. And what is that? Dhikrullah. Remembrance of Allah. Tell me. Then Allah says, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah says, beware, how dare you even think? Don't even doubt. There's no medicine for this, there's no cure for this. The whole world, you can run around looking for this. Peace and contentment, satisfaction, you can seek it, but you'll only get it through one action, via the dhikr of Allah. And this ni'mah is only for who? This treasure, alladhina amanu. What a great thing. Only for who? For those who have faith in me, Allah says, who have iman in me. It's for them. The person who has no iman, he cannot get this. That's why they run around like blindfolded. They have pubs and alcohol and women and still wasting time. And then they hit and they fight and they argue. They get peace for maybe 5 minutes, or happiness 5 minutes, not even that. Through their wrong efforts, their divorces occur. The whole society is spoiled with the wrong actions. But despite us having iman, belief, it's shocking and surprising to see that we have iman and we say we don't have peace and contentment. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What a big loss. What a big loss. Just a minor thing Allah Ta'ala says. What is that? Allah says, start to remember me. Do my dhikr. The more you remember me, the more you do my dhikr, immediately at that time when you remember me, Allah says, I will send down rain of my rahmah upon you. Allah says, your distress will be eliminated. Your heart will be content. At peace, experience this, my brothers. That whenever you have a problem, sorrow, when we do dhikr, going to maraqabah, like the tasbih we do, sit down, I tell you, 10 minutes do tasbih. 10 minutes. And the biggest of sorrow, the when some so-called bad news comes to you, alhamdulillah, you will go towards shukr and you'll be content and peace. That this is going to come in my fortune, in my destiny, sickness is going to come, I'm going to leave this world. If the doctor said I'm sick, what can we do? What can we do? We can't do anything about it. Sakina has come from Allah, then just be content and at peace. A person doesn't realize the time passes and the life passes. If the life goes, then it goes. And if for example, the life is extended, extended. If not, Allah Ta'ala calls you back. When you go, oh, hi, oh, I'm finished now. What will happen now? Who shall I go to? Run here, cure here. This all will finish. Time will finish. There's only one cure, that turn to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So this is the da'wah. This is the invitation that many people are today sick. Some say it's a jinn, someone says a ghost, someone says black magic, someone says this and that. There's nothing at all the root cause. Nothing. The people of Iman, this is the punishment for them. The Allah says, this is a punishment for you, that you have the cure, but you don't go towards the cure. So here's a punishment for you. Then that's it. Go through the punishment, Allah says. If you don't take the right solution, that despite having the solution, you do wrong actions, you run after the wrong solutions, you won't get peace, contentment. Never will occur. So try, make effort. The method Allah has given, the tariqah. The method Allah has given, that's what a person should do, isn't it? To cure the problem. Yes, we should follow the methods Allah has prescribed. Allah says, pray salah 5 times a day. We'll pray 5 times a day. We can't pray 7 times a day, can we? Allah says, pray Jummah once in the week. Can you make 5 Jummahs? No. Allah says, the Ramadan is 30 days. Will you make 2 months Ramadan? No, I enjoy Ramadan, lot of thawab. Let's extend it. Then instead of thawab, you get the punishment. So Allah has given a tariqah. Ya ayyuladheena amanu dhkuru Allaha dhikran kathira. Yeah, وَصَبِّهُهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَسِيلًا. Yes, 2 things Allah Ta'ala said here. That my dhikr, do it, remember me. And it's not a small dhikr, not something to reject. I've said salah is 5 times a day, end of story. Hajj is once in a life. Yes, okay. Yes, some people you can do more if you want. Allah says, do it once, that's enough. No need to keep running there, running around. Do one hajj, do it properly, make it safeguard it, secure it. Seal it, don't you come back, then you lose it. And then next year you buy another flight ticket, then go again. Oh my servant, Allah says, do once and protect it, make it so high quality that in Jannah the envelope opens with the reward. Big value, if Allah has enabled you to do one hajj, one umrah, then safeguard it. Seal it. So you don't waste it. Allah Ta'ala has forgiven you. Sins have been emulated. You are like now that your baby has just been born from the mother and you have done salam and to the Holy Prophet and he's replied the salam to you and you've gone to Allah's home and you've got success and he's done dua for you and he's requested your maghfirah as well. This isn't it. When you go to the Holy Prophet you make a request for maghfirah, then he request the maghfirah. That's it. End of story. After you do all of this, you come back. And after that, we go back to, as soon as we come off the plane, back to the old ways, back to the wrong ways. So where's all the action gone? Where's the effort gone? So once, do it once, but quality. Okay? Everything is in the destiny. But it says, my dhikr. So everything has a limit, a high limit. But it says, ya ayyuladheena amanu dhkuru Allah dhikran kathira. Allah says, so what is dhikran kathira? Yes? So, for example, if you do dhikr, if you want to do dhikr correctly, then look at the cure that the Quran says. Otherwise, all life long you will have no peace or contentment. If contentment comes, then even at the time of death, you'll leave this world at peace. You'll be smiling and laughing. Remember what I'm saying? There'll be no fear in your life at the time of death. Beautiful way you will recite the kalima. You'll do salam, dua to the angels at the time of death. I've seen myself people dying like this. He says, oh, ahlan wa sallan. He says, come in to the angels, sit down. The person who's dying, he says, please come in. He started speaking to them in Arabic. Come, sit down, welcome. Then the people who were near him said, who are you speaking to? He stood up. He couldn't even stand physically. He said, he stood up. He said, sit down, sit down. They asked him, the people of the world, who are you telling to sit? He said, leave space for them, leave space for them. And he started talking in Arabic with them, with the angels who came to him to greet him at the death time. Ahlan wa sallan. He's happy, welcoming them. It was his life. Why? Because he started to see them. What did he see? What was that? That he was a dhakir who was doing dhikr wala in his life. SubhanAllah, I tell you, honest event this is, incident. People say, what type of death was this? This is all in our control, my friends. We are able to get this. Allah has given us the tools to achieve this. But it's if our fault if we don't achieve this. Yes? So it should be dhikr kathir. Kathrat. So what is kathir? Kathir is that every second there should be my dhikr. Allah says, Allah's prepared for that. How? Allah says, learn how to do my dhikr in your heart. Allah says. And Allah says, I have given the duty to doctors. I've created human beings who teach dhikr in the world. Wherever you go, wherever, go Bolton, USA, go to the poles, I swear by Allah, wherever Muslim goes, Allah will send a man there who will teach him dhikr. He will teach him dhikr. It cannot be that he will not have that resource. In half of England, mashallah, has learned dhikr from me. MashaAllah. Little children, dhikr has arrived to everywhere. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala says, this is my deen, and if I announce something in the Quran, then will I not deliver that to the people? Allah says, will Allah not deliver that to you? How can it be? Allah is announcing. Then will Allah not deliver dhikr? But we are misers. We are misers. Yes, Allah says, kathir dhikr, you have to learn it from the ustad, the teacher. Ask him to teach you, and he'll put the finger on your heart, he'll do tawajjuh, focus on your heart, and he'll make your heart alive. Finish. Alladhina yadhkuruna la qiyamahu wa qu'udan wa la junubihim. Yes, so this is a gift. Whether you're 30 years old, 80 years old, a young man, 20 years. I got this when I was 30s, in my 30s. Yes, somebody got it, 27-year-olds or many years later, but whenever you get it, immediately consider it as a treasure, a gift from Allah. Immediately think of it as a treasure, that the treasure's come into my hand. The rest of the life before that, I wasted, but Allah's making my life easy now. There are 70, 80 years or 90 years old now, and my beard's wet and I can't hide the beard now, it's gone white. And from above I'm getting this, Allah's giving me this, then ooh, I need to value this, appreciate this. Say SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Okay, understand kathir now? When your heart's alive, it's kathir dhikr. That's it. Heart's motoring. So now it's written that this individual, this man, these people are the people who do dhikr kathir. The whole verse, this is the people, the man, and the men folk and the women folk. Addalahum. Allah says for them, a beautiful jannah I have prepared for them. These are the people who do kathir dhikr, men and women. So should we do this or not? Tell me, brothers, this is our choice. Yes. So then what does Allah say after that? Yes. Allah says dhikr kathir. Then after that, sabbihuhu bukratan wasila. It says morning and evening be regular, consistent. Whether it's 5 minutes you do it, whether you do it 10 minutes, whether you do 7 minutes. But these two times Allah has allotted that you should do nothing else at that time. Our Mawla said that this time you need to do my dhikr only. Say SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Everything put to the side. The actions are given tariqah. Soon as Fajr Salah ends, Allah's Nabi used to do this. As Ali Karamallahu Wajh did this. As Umar did this. All the Sahaba Ikram noble companions did this. So you should do just like Allah's Nabi, you saw him do that. What did he do? Soon as Fajr Salah ended, he would go into a maraqib. Maraqib. And he would stay in that place. And whoever sits in the same place and does dhikr, even if 5 minutes, 10 minutes, if Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq till ishraq, sunrise, he will not go empty handed. Allah Ta'ala says, Sahih Bukhari hadith, one umrah, one hajj thawab he will get from Allah. There's no greater amal than that. We do other things, do this action, do other ibadah, worship. Brothers, the way Allah Ta'ala is prescribing, do the same way. Say subhanAllah. Otherwise, your hajj and umrah will be wasted. Allah says, oh no, this is also dhikr, that's dhikr. Not B. Not this is also. What is dhikr is dhikr at the time. Not also or this way, that way. No. Whatever is being prescribed, that is dhikr. The direct. SubhanAllah is dhikr. Alhamdulillah is dhikr. La ilaha illallah is dhikr. Hasbunallah is dhikr. Yeah? Yes, be immersed in the dhikr. Enjoy it until the sun doesn't come out. Sun comes out, immediately 2 rakah. Salah, pray great for gratitude, just like we do Eid Salah, celebration. So you get up and you go in the direction, pray the Salah. Allah says, one Hajj, one Umrah, the whole day, all of your actions, all of your affairs, Allah says, I've taken, it's my responsibility. Allah says, I'm responsible. And then you'll have sukoon, peace, contentment, whatever's at home, problems, dispute, but you will bear, endure, and Allah will give khair. But you will not be desperate. You won't have desperateness in your life. You won't be sorrowful. You'll be alert. Doesn't matter. Accident, car, problem, these happen. Not that, oh, I did dhikr, why is this happening? Doesn't matter. The difference is when the issues come before, you used to run around like a headless chicken. But now you say, Allah, khair. Khair, Allah's given this. So okay, we've discussed this today. The rest we'll discuss next time. So we need to learn dhikr. We should learn dhikr. And we should do dhikr morning and evening. Alhamdulillah. And do dhikr kathir. In abundance, high quantity. Learn dhikr of the heart. Very simple. Close your eyes. Focus on the heart. Wherever your shaykh tells you, do dhikr like that. 5-10 minutes, sit down. And even if you sit down 5 minutes, Allah Ta'ala, you won't feel like getting up. So much enjoyment. So much enjoyment, you won't feel like getting up. Let me carry on. Carry on. Why? Because you're sitting there. You're remembering Allah. No one's forcing you. It's not hard work. It's not effort. And you're drowsy. You feel like sleepy. Your tongue's not moving. No tasbih. No counting. No effort. Ease, comfort, so easy, but such a great dhikr. As the Shaykh al-Hadith Sahib said, that if you want to do dhikr, then do dhikr of the heart 70 times greater. 70 times greater. Those were people who had experience. Read Fazail Amal, it's recorded in there. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability. So I didn't want to speak, but I thought we'll do dhikr today, but then you invited me, so good words have been discussed and shared. I just wanted to host dhikr because time is short. I came with a niya, but I thought, no, let's these points came in my mind, that let's talk about peace in the heart, contentment. So I'm hopeful that the people here who are listening, people who are listening, had a need. Allah Ta'ala changed my mind. Definitely there's a reason behind this, that how many people are benefiting due to this, what we've discussed today. And this is today, not for the peace today. There's money, wealth, children, houses, assets, shops, businesses, I swear by Allah, but there's no peace or contentment. There's no satisfaction in society. Everyone's drowning in problems. People are talking, their minds are somewhere else. They're thinking, but they're thinking something else. To this extent, they're sleeping and their brain somewhere else. What a weird life we are living. We're eating nice things, but our mind's thinking something else. Distress, problems. There are issues, ups and downs. Yeah? So when a person gets problems, you need to persevere. Business flop, up and down. This is part of life. These things happen. These are the challenges Allah gives. That Allah says, whoever's got sukoon, peace and contentment, then he will live with ease. But without peace, then it's a punishment for that person. So doing dhikr is a great thing. That's why Allah Ta'ala, for the dhakireen, has given a separate door for paradise. Everybody will gang. Allah says, oh, these are dhakireen, separate door, door number 8. Allah says, only those people go through door number 8 who did my dhikr in the dunya, in the world. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite the Rusi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin shafi'il muslimin tahwa yasin ali ibn amin. Ya Allah, tum hamare gunahon ko maaf farma de. Ya Allah, hamare saghira aur kabira gunahon ko maaf farma de. Ya Allah, tum hum pe karam farma de. Ya Allah, tum sab ki bakhshish farma de. Ae mere maula, hamare zikr karne ki tawfeeq naseeb farma. Ya Allah, hamare dilon mein itminan naseeb farma. Hamari musibaton ko dur farma de. Hamari pareshaniyon ko dur farma de. Hamare bimaron ko shifa naseeb farma de. Hamari auladon mein barkat naseeb farma de. Hamare maalon mein barkat naseeb farma de. Ae mere maula, hamari auladon mein barkat naseeb farma de. ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک ان کو بنا دے یا کریم تو اپنی زندگی ہماری زندگی کو بہتر فرما دے یا اللہ ہماری زندگی کو بہتر فرما دے یا اللہ ہمیں دنیا اور آخرت دونوں نصیب فرما دے یا رحیم یا کریم ہماری زندگی کے اندر سکون اور رحمت نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمیں ذکر کی محفلیں نصیب فرما اے میرا مولا اپنے فضل کرم سے ہماری مجلس کو قبول فرما جو دعائیں مانگی وہ قبول فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون, وسلام علی المرسلین, والحمد للہ.